It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews. The Copper Radiance mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep. The ultra-comfy Phantom reclining sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews. And the customizable modular Bob's sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture. Where America shops for furniture.
When you're winning, everything is happy-go-lucky and everything is funny and the sun's always shining and the weather's always beautiful and everything is cool. When you start losing, it starts testing you a little bit more. And we've had a little bit of our fair share of losing in South Florida recently. It's not all puppy dogs and sunshine. So some people whose acts we used to just be endearing and love, kind of gone, One act that, you know, when we're winning, when we're losing, you know who that act is. Seems like every time we hear from him, we go, I'm talking about Mike McDaniel.
I think it validates a lot of the things that, you know, were frustrating guys and forcing them to find solutions. And you know, I think it helps you appreciate the why of what you do, because get to that. There's nothing like that feeling after a game of mission accomplished for an entire team. So I think it validates a lot of things that have been felt and said. A lot of motivation that guys have had to steer the ship the right way. And I think you get to see people's true character in times of adversity. And, you know, I think that's why I was proud of the effort. And I've been proud of the week by week commitment to getting better as a football team. Even when the results weren't necessarily showing up in the win column. So I think the formula to get to that point, to be able to have a collective team game the way we had, that's been built up through a bunch of adversity. And I think the locker room understands that it's going to we found the formula, which is a fixation on our own game. And constant strain and commitment, and we have to continue to do that to get results like we did last night.
Long story short, Mike McDaniel is saying that the win against the Rams validates the team's thought that they are a good team. Now, last year when Mike McDaniel had the offense rolling, greatest show on surf, and everything seemed to be good, we were a playoff team, we were contending for the second overall seed in the AFC, that was quirky, it was funny, it was genius. Now, what are you talking about? The other night, post-game, he said he didn't see the Jordan Poyer unsportsmanlike conduct penalty live, as opposed to, I don't know, what he was watching. Was asked why he didn't call a timeout against Buffalo to ice the kicker. He said, well, I was thinking about the next play, so I kind of got lost track of time. Things start being less and less cute when you're not winning all the time. Is Mike McDaniel's act, Vlad, getting maybe, I'm not going to say old here in South Florida, but people are starting to tire on it a little bit.
Really tire.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
And you hear on all the shows, people are like, oh my God, here we go again.
It's tiring. They're getting a little because right now, you know how we always say this, Cousin, how, you know, they love you in the beginning until you start showing consistency or a constant habit. You've shown a consistency of being able to, you know, put up a point and win games, but you've also shown a constant habit of not beating good teams.
Mm-hmm.
So when us, the viewing public, the sports fans who are always, always begging for more information, whether on the sports, whether on social media or on television, when we hear these pundits, so-called pundits, speak about the teams or the players that you love, and they start saying those things, then that stays in your head. So if you're listening to First Take, you're listening to Colin Cowherd or Get Up, or as people like to say, Jet Up or Dan Patrick, whatever those shows are, and they're talking about how the Dolphins are not able to beat teams above 500, then that's going to be, then that's what the writers are saying that. Then that's going to be the narrative about you. Like we spoke earlier this week, the narrative of Elliott. What's his name? Deshaun Elliott? That was his name? I think it was the name of Deshaun Elliott, the former former cornerback for the Dolphins that went to Pittsburgh and said that he don't think the Dolphins will ever win because they're soft. They're not disciplined enough. Miami has too much distractions. That's messed up. That's a nasty narrative to have. That's a nasty, yep. Like, you know, you don't want that label on you. That's a stain on your jacket. You don't want that. But they're going to have to do something about it in order for people to not continue with that same narrative.
Mm-hmm.
And they haven't been able to do that. So when Mike McDaniel giving you, all right, 1 year, okay, you're the new wonder kid. Second season, 11 games, right?
Yep.
Woo! You're unbelievable. All right, cool. But now when you're third year, we know you can coach. We know you can get players and coach. They can play, execute your system. We know that. But now you want to see the next step. You want to see wins in the playoff, wins against other teams, wins on the road in cold weather. Like, you want all the negative, like, or asterisks that they have about you, you want them wiped out so that when people talk about the Miami Dolphins, they're talking about the Miami Dolphins as a contender, a team that can go all the way to the Super Bowl and win, contend for a Super Bowl and win Super Bowl. And I don't think anybody sees that. So, yeah, they're getting tired of the Mike McDaniel answers because it was cool. Remember the Mikey fit? Oh, it's all cool in the beginning when you're winning. But
and
then
when it's new.
And it's new. It's new and winning, just like a new relationship.
Yeah, everything's great.
if I'm, but what happens when I'm in a relationship? Oh, we're not getting engaged. There's no serious commitment. Or we're not winning in the playoffs.
You lie to yourself every time, whether it's a relationship or a new coach or a new quarterback or whatnot. You do this at the beginning.
Hope.
This is so great.
It's hope.
It's not going to be like the other ones. This one's actually going to always be good.
What's the four-letter word that has O and E in the O in the middle and E at the end? That's the worst thing ever. Hope.
So, Mike McDaniel, win some games, win a playoff game. We'll put up with your ranting and raving.
Sports hope is the worst disease ever because we all have it every season right before the season begins. So, Dolphins fans, they had a lot of hope.
Still got hope.
And they still have hope. But do they believe that guy could lead them? I think people are questioning that seriously now.
So we'll say Mike McDaniel's act is getting a little tired. It's not completely tired, getting a little tired.
I don't know. It's a little. I put it this way. I don't think he's getting fired after the season.
No.
But next year, if things are not improved, especially if this year ends up not being the way that people envision, the act's going to get really, really old.
Keeping with the Dolphins, one Tyreek Hill. Now, Tyreek Hill. You take the whole package. He is the cheetah. He is one of the greatest receivers of all time. He has had kind of a down year. He's got the off-the-field stuff, not just the arrest or the detainment at the beginning of the season before the first game. He's been kind of weird. He and his old lady have their issues. That's their personal life, but it's kind of seeped out. Also, that house catches on fire. He lies about a lot of stuff, talking about, I want to be a porn star, and I don't want to play football anymore, and I got 15 kids. That might not be a lie. Nonetheless, he's got a lot of stuff going on. Tyreek Hill recently said, I got a wrist problem, but I'm going to play through it. I'll have surgery at the end of the year, or I might have to cut my wrist off. He's crazy and wild like that. I don't feel as though his act's tired, though, Vlad. I still like Tyreek Hill.
It's tired, man.
You're tired of Tyreek? You think Tyreek Hill's act is tired?
I told you this before the year starts, bro.
I like it. Cut your wrist off.
What two plays did I tell you that their act might start getting?
Well, we're going to talk about the other one. The other one's on.
Who was the first one?
Tyreek Hill.
Okay, and what's going on right now?
I'm not tired of it.
You're not tired of it, but people started getting tired of it. Jacksonville.
You bring up a good point, Vlad. Him trolling the other day when someone on X put, like, I used to love watching you catch deep bombs. He's like, now I'm just a blocker. That was a little angering and upsetting.
I'm just saying, the act started to get old after the arrest. You know what I'm saying? And it's all about performance. Performance and production. Once performance and production go down, people will not
put up with all that nonsense.
No, they won't. They're not going to be able to put up with you. They want you out. They're going to want you out. Same thing with Jimmy. Jimmy, that's great. Super NBA Finals, talking trash to the Celtics and Knicks. Beautiful thing. But now you're not playing games. You're not you haven't won the championship. So, and people are not talking about you the same.
So I'm not tired of Tyreek. Jimmy Butler, on the other hand, I'm out and about all the time.
So you're not tired of Tyreek?
I'm not tired of Tyreek. But I still think he's working hard. I still think he tries to give his team the best chance to win. I still think he's got a lot of talent. I can put up with him right now. I can. I don't think he's as tired of an act. Jimmy, on the other hand, you know, Vlad, you and I are always out, whether it's Duffy's Implantation, Funky Buddha, whatnot. A lot of Heat fans are tired of Jimmy Butler because when he twisted his ankle or turned his ankle in that Minnesota Timberwolves game, was there any doubt that he was not going to come back? Did you say, oh, no, they'll get him back in the game? Did you ever doubt that he wasn't going to miss a few games? And you know what else is hurting his image right now? That Tyler Hero is balling. You know what a lot of people are starting to say? If you can get a good trade for Jimmy, trade him. He's getting old. His act is getting old. He's not playing in games. We've got Tyler Hero now that seems to maybe have turned a corner. We still have a good enough team. If we can get something for Jimmy, and he's at the end of his career, he's at the end of his contract, Jimmy's act, okay, let me just put it this way. He needs to get his act together. And I know when you're injured and all this stuff, just doesn't look good. And I think Heat fans are getting tired of Jimmy. I think he of all, out of Mike McDaniel, Tyreek Hill, and Jimmy Butler, South Florida fans are really tired of Jimmy's act right now.
I think both fan bases are starting to get tired of their act. And like you said, the more they win, I think it's worse in the NBA than it is in football.
Yes.
Because the more that the team is winning and they showing a cohesion and a chemistry, then the more it's going to be like, okay, who's the cancer? And once you start seeing, if the best player happens to be the cancer, not saying that Jimmy's a cancer, but if the best player is not identifying with the team, and you don't see that because they all love Jimmy. Nico's favorite player is Jimmy. They all the young guys, they fall under Jimmy. But there's a lot of things that comes with Jimmy, and plus Jimmy wants a contract. You know what I'm saying? That's another thing. Do you want this same type of behavior for the next 2 to 3 seasons?
Pat Riley told him, too. I mean, like, Pat Riley did not mince his words. He said he needs to shut up and he needs to play more.
So.
Has Jimmy shut up? Yes. Is he playing more?
This is going to be game number 3 he's going to miss tomorrow?
Yes.
So hopefully he's back by Monday when they take on Philadelphia.
Hopefully. That would seem like a Jimmy spot to fall back in against Philadelphia. Tobias Harris over me?
Well, he's no longer.
I know. I'm just saying, you know, the history there.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but it's going to be, that's going to be the funny game. That's going to be like the Tales of the Crypt game, man. There's going to be a lot of injured players out there, bro. You got Embiid, you got Paul George, Tyrese Maxey might be coming back from his hamstring injury, and then Jimmy might be able to come back. Kevin Love just came back.
Balling.
Yeah. All right. We'll see.
Jimmy Butler, get your act together.
Jimmy and Tyreek, I do believe that their act is starting to get a little tiring. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like your favorite TV show. You know? You start seeing that, it's probably got one more season left. Then it's time to pull the plug. That may happen with Tyreek and Jimmy. But you know what, though? Thinking about the Tyreek situation, maybe not so with Tyreek, because Jalen Waddle's not putting up the numbers as well. Remember, if Jalen Waddle was always considered a number one receiver or like a 1A in his first 2 years. But this season, I don't know what's happened to him. I don't think it can solely be on the fact that Tua missed 4 games or everything like that. He was dropping passes before, but Waddle has not seemed to be the same player that he was before he signed his extension.
And Mike McDaniel, get it together.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it is the refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.